Welcome to the Baby Weight Podcast, brought to you by Omaha Better Birth Project. Omaha Better Birth Project is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to decrease inequities in childbirth by providing access to doula services, childbirth education, and prenatal and postpartum support for low-income and teen families. Find out more about Omaha Better Birth Project online at www.omahabetterbirth.org.
Hi friends, Emily Seddon here, Associate Director of Omaha Better Birth Project and co-host of the Baby Weight Podcast. I am giving Sam a much needed break over the next couple months, and I will be doing kind of the introductions of the podcast, and you might even have me solo on a couple podcasts, which is kind of exciting. But today we are talking about military families and about how maternal health can be a little bit different when you're in that unique situation. Our interviewee today is Chelsea Van Middlekoop. She is a birth doula and she is now located in Omaha, Nebraska. And herself being raised in a military family and now being a military spouse, Chelsea really understands the unique struggles and difficulties that can come along with being in the military. She delivered her son overseas in 2017 and really saw a unique gap that needs to be filled in how military families and maternal health in general is being addressed. She offers a range of services, including birth support, postpartum support, education, consulting, and placenta services. She also supports TRICARE beneficiaries in selecting and ordering their TRICARE-covered breast pumps, which is a service that she provides free of charge. So let's dive right in. Here's Chelsea talking about military families and maternal health. Enjoy the episode. Hi, Chelsea. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on our podcast. I am super excited to chat with you because you have a very unique view on doula work in that you grew up in a military family and you currently service a lot of military families with your doula work, and you kind of have that uniqueness to you. So I was wondering if you could start off by kind of telling us briefly how you were turned on to doula work, how you decided this was what you wanted to do, and also then kind of tagging on the end of that, like how you decided to kind of focus on military families or bring that to our podcast tonight.
Sure. So I've always had an interest in doula work ever since college. I have my bachelor's degree in child, youth, and family studies, and that always sort of sat in the back of my head. But, you know, I graduated, got my degree, and it just sort of, you know, was there on the sidelines. So then I had my own child, and that really just lit a fire under me to pursue doula work. And I am a military spouse. I had my son overseas, so it really opened my eyes to a sort of gap in care that military families experience. I mean, even though I grew up in a military family as well, you don't really know anything about parenting and having children in that complex. So that really just opened my eyes to a gap in care that is there, and I wanted to help fill that gap.
Yeah. If I may ask really quickly, did you have a doula with your pregnancy and delivery with your son then?
I did not, no.
Okay.
Looking back, I wonder what it would have been like and how it would have made a difference.
Yeah, definitely. So as someone who has delivered your child overseas, can you talk about some of the unique barriers or difficulties that military families might experience when kind of navigating this pregnancy / postpartum period of their life?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the biggest thing is being removed from your core support system.
Definitely.
So even if you're not overseas, you're typically away from your core support system, but like specifically overseas, you're so much further away. It can be really isolating just not having them there. And the military does offer a lot of resources, but I think a lot of people aren't aware of a lot of the resources that are available, or some people just sort of fall through the cracks. For example, I signed up for a couple things, but somehow my name got left off the list, and I one of them was a pregnancy support group. And I didn't end up having that support group and later found out that they just left me off the list for it. So it was sort of isolating being in England. That's where we were stationed. Being in England pregnant and not having a group of people to follow along with pregnancy. And I also missed out on a childbirth education course and fell through the cracks for that. And that was a huge, that had a huge effect on my mentality going into childbirth. And looking back, it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm a childbirth educator now as well.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot with the military experience, there's a lot of change to be expected and it can be really sudden. I was overseas. I had, like, my grandma died while I was pregnant. Miscarriage. I had a miscarriage while I was overseas.
Oh, my gosh.
We had to move house in my 7th month of pregnancy, and my hospital closed down during my 9th month, so I had to go somewhere completely new.
Oh, my gosh.
So just a plethora of things, and not having your core support system is just very... It's sort of lonely.
Oh, yeah.
And
definitely.
Sort of, it's sad.
Yeah, definitely. I have a tag along question with that, because I'm not in a military background. I don't have any personal experience. Would you say that, like, military families, I know that a lot of them, if not all of them, have TRICARE. Are they limited on resources, especially like when you're overseas? Like, you can't just go to any childbirth education or any hospital to deliver, or?
I think it varies from each military installation.
Okay.
They are not the same. Not all of them are the same. Some have more resources than others. If you're at a more remote location, you may have only the option of delivering your child at the base hospital. You might not have options outside of that. You might be in a location where there's language barriers and you might not feel comfortable going off base to deliver your baby, or cultural barriers, even just going off base to have your babies overseas. So yeah, there are some limited options. And it also makes a difference which TRICARE insurance plan you're enrolled in as well. That makes a difference.
Absolutely. In addition to being overseas or in a different area with your spouse, I would imagine that a lot of support is also being sought out by military spouses whose partner is deployed away from them. Or maybe they have their clothes, but they have a schedule that's not conducive to, like, oh, my wife's in labor, I have to go, kind of a situation. Can you kind of talk about that?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, it can be really unpredictable being part of a military family, not only as a spouse, but also as an active duty member. That's a whole nother thing. As an active duty member, most of them are TRICARE Prime, which means they have even more limited options, which is frustrating.
That's insane, yeah. You'd think they'd have the best insurance out of of them.
You would think, but they have more limited options than spouses even. So that's just a whole nother ballpark. But, right, anyways, tangent. Totally unpredictable, and you sort of want to prepare for that loss of control that you experience, not knowing if you're going to be ordered to move or there's going to be a last minute deployment, because that just the state of the world can change any minute, and that can affect where your active duty member is going. And so I think a lot of people seek doula support because they want to sort of regain a bit of that control that they lose in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But even with wanting doula support, especially if you've recently gone through a move, especially if it's overseas, it can be cost prohibitive. You can't afford a doula half the time, especially for the lower enlisted ranks.
Yeah.
So that is definitely a struggle that I think a lot of members face, where they want a doula, but the cost is prohibitive.
Absolutely. We kind of spoke a little bit before we started the interview about TRICARE's new coverage of doulas.
Yeah.
That, I think, is a huge a huge step towards giving these ladies and pregnant people support that they need. Can you talk about that coverage?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a really big step, and we are seeing a lot more steps in improving healthcare for families who are having babies, increased paternity leave, increased maternity leave for active duty members. But the TRICARE coverage is a really nice step, but it's limited. So it sounds really great and nice, and I hope it will be great and nice eventually, but it's brand new. We are just seeing doulas get accepted for TRICARE coverage. Just today I found out a local doula finally got approved to accept coverage. If I can give her a shout out, is that okay?
Absolutely, yes.
Kayla Cole with the Birth Chronicles just got approved for accepting TRICARE coverage, so that's super exciting.
Oh, that's amazing. We're actually going to have her on the podcast later, probably in a month or so. So I'm so excited to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, so she just got accepted, and I'm really eager to see how it plays out, but I'm just really anxious to see all the kinks work out, and there's going to be some growing pains, because I've been considering enrolling as a TRICARE provider, but there's just so much red tape and a bit of a misunderstanding about how doulas actually work that make it sort of limiting, which is why so far there's a limited number of doulas who are going to be covered. So I think it is a small step in the right direction, but there's definitely going to be a lot of work that needs to be done. And also with the TRICARE coverage, it's not eligible for families overseas. And it's not eligible for members delivering at a military treatment facility, which is most active duty members. So they're just leaving out a huge chunk of the people who could really use that support.
I wonder why it's like that.
Sorry, yeah, I was going to ask.
Well, it's just a pilot program now, so they just want to test the waters. Why they didn't want to test the waters overseas, maybe it would have been more complicated. I'm not really sure. I sort of wish I were a fly on the wall when they were making all the decisions for this pilot program, but it is a small step in the right direction.
Assuming it works to the best of its ability, this program and TRICARE, what does it mean for the families? Do they they can hire whoever they want that's affiliated with the TRICARE program, or it's like reimbursed? How does that work for them?
I'm not really sure on those specific details right now. I think it'll depend on if that provider is considered in-network or not in-network, or participating versus non-participating. I'm not really sure on those exact details. I can't speak to that.
Sure.
Insurance is so complicated, unnecessarily complicated.
It is very complicated, but TRICARE is always complicated.
Definitely. There was one other thing that I was wondering if maybe you could help me with. When you have a military family, like you said, they could get orders to move really at any point, and it could be pretty sudden. Do you see families who have just moved and are further along in pregnancy that are seeking doulas, or do you offer virtual doula support for a client that you might have that then have to move out of state or out of country?
I've seen a lot of last-minute clients who move to a place and be like, I'm new here, I need the support, and they are seeking doulas. I haven't had the experience where I've had to provide virtual support with somebody who's had to move all of a sudden towards the end of their pregnancy, thankfully. But definitely, if they didn't want virtual services, I would happily provide virtual services in that case. But if they didn't want that, I would reach out to, my doula resources. I'm part of the Military Birth Resource Network, which is, a birth resource network for military families.
Yeah.
And that's worldwide, so we can reach out to doulas pretty much wherever we have a chapter, which we do have a local chapter here that just started.
Wow.
Being part of that is a really good resource. I'm all about resources.
Yeah.
Very keen on finding what's available.
I was previously unaware of this. Can you kind of chat with me about other, you said that there's like it's a worldwide resource. They have doulas. Do they have other services that these people can utilize as well?
So the chapters are run pretty independently, and they offer different things. I used to run the chapter in Little Rock when I lived there, and we offered our monthly birth talk, and it would just change monthly. It eventually went virtual because of, you know, COVID. Mm-hmm. But they have baby fairs. Right now, I think we have a couple talks scheduled for our leader is Lauren, and she has scheduled a couple talks, one for childbirth education, one about breastfeeding, and it's just bringing awareness to resources and education to families when they really need it. So not every military installation has a chapter. That'd be awesome. But there's quite a few chapters. You can go to the militarybirthresourcenetwork.org and see all the different chapter locations and what resources are available to families. There's doulas, birth photographers, lactation consultants. It's really not limited to just doulas in the Military Birth Resource Network. So it's open to anyone who's in pregnancy, birth, postpartum field. To provide resources.
I think that's interesting that Omaha is just starting a chapter because we have, you know, off an Air Force base here, and and maybe it's because we're like super involved in the birth world, but it seems like our birth community is pretty big here and pretty active.
It really is. Yeah, I was honestly pretty surprised before I moved up here that there wasn't a chapter, because I just moved up here in January, and that's around when the chapter started. So I was just really pleased to see that there was a chapter finally starting, because the birth community here is way bigger than it was in Little Rock, so hopefully that contributes to the success of the chapter here.
Wonderful. Well, this has been eye-opening for me. Like I said, not having any personal knowledge going into it, I thank you so much. And I want you to tell us what's the best way that a family could reach out to you if they're interested in getting more information on doula services and any other things that you might be able to offer.
Sure. So ChelseaRayDoula.com is my website. They can reach me at ChelseaRayDoula@gmail.com. I offer birth support. Right now I'm not accepting postpartum clients, unfortunately, but I also offer childbirth education, newborn care class, breastfeeding basics, and military families specifically, I offer free breast pump consultations and ordering. So even though I'm not TRICARE covered doula, I do offer a beneficial service to military families by partnering with a medical supply company called Military Mommies. So I offer those free breast pump consultations, and they also provide pregnancy and postpartum support garments, as well as providing for babies with unique feeding needs, so babies who might need supplemental nursing system, specialty formula, feeding tubes, all of that. So any military families who might want to access that free service, I am happy to help them with that. So.
That's amazing. Wow. Very cool. Well, I think unless you have anything else that you'd like to cover, Ms. Chelsea, this has been great. Thank you so much for joining us. And for all of our listeners, Chelsea is also one of our grant partners here at Omaha Better Birth Project. And so if you qualify for one of our birth doula grants, she has graciously decided to offer her services free of charge to you. So thank you for that as well. Thank you for being on our podcast. And I hope you have a good rest of your night.
Thanks, you too. Thank you so much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Baby Weight Podcast. If so, please consider leaving a review to help us increase our visibility to reach more families. And don't forget to subscribe. For all the show notes and links, head to www.omahabetterbirth.org and click on the podcast link.